Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Tony Talk Wrap-Up Show. Tonight we wrap up the show and go over some reviews as far as what happened, when it happened. And as speaking of wrap-up, Tony's going to have to wrap up his fucking circumcised cock if he's going to be banging out these hoas, as Tony says.
His dick probably smells like fucking rotten cheese.
Yeah, no shit. Hello, JJ the Jew, and hello, DC2. We are doing the wrap-up show where we will be accepting callers, and no ass fucking.
Has anybody posted the link to the show?
Oh, yeah, I should probably do that. This was kind of impromptu.
Oh, it's nice that you still had taken interest in this.
Yeah. Yeah. So how is everybody? I'm fucking exhausted.
I'm high, brother. So I'm good.
I'm drunk on Manischewitz, to be honest, a.k.a. bourbon.
A.k.a. bourbon sex.
Bourbon. Do you drink Jay?
I plead the fifth. I probably should.
You bitch.
Oh.
You post that up?
Yeah, it's going in Discord right now. Hopefully we'll get people going. I figured you guys could do the whole shebang thing. I'm very distracted, if you can't tell. I'm very distracted. I laughed my ass off at the wonderful Christian women that called in. I want to thank them. That was probably one of the best calls we've had ever. DC2, what were your thoughts on the wrap-up show?
Oh, you mean Tony's show?
Yeah, that thing. Sorry. I work nights and I'm still high on Benadryl, so.
Brother, I completely understand. Listen, I thought it was a great show. I missed the first part of it. I had to deal with my weed dealer. I hadn't talked to him in a while because I've been in West Palm. So, but yeah, man, I from the parts that I heard, I mean, I like it when women call the show because it shows how inept Tony is with women. He puts on that like gay superhero voice. It's hilarious. I mean, it's just hilarious to me. I mean, and the second one that called, she was a gem. I mean, I liked them both, but the second one was a gem. I love the Southern Belle type lady. I was just concerned that she might be underage because she mentioned a youth pastor, and we don't want to take any chances. I don't want Tony going to jail. So, but nah,
true.
Man, I think JJ does a great job. You know, and when I'm on, I try to wrangle Tony in because he starts screaming and yelling, and ain't nobody want to really hear that. So, and JJ does a good job of keeping the show on track. So, yeah, man, I love calling in. You know, Tony is definitely an acquired taste, but I'm used to him by now, and that was really gay sounding, so I apologize. But, yeah, man, it was a really a good show. It's really been a string of great shows, really, for the last month. So, I got to give Tony credit, man. I mean, he's actually stuck to the show and done it every Wednesday, and I hate to do it, but I got to give him a little bit of credit for that. So, yeah, I thought it was one of the better shows, for sure.
Right on. We've been trying to stay consistent. JJ was brought in. Honestly, that was kind of just like thrown out there. It was just one. What was that, a Wednesday that we did that, JJ? That we just decided to throw you on the show within like an
Wednesday
hour of shooting.
You just needed someone to help wrangle him.
Yeah, man, he needed Todd Wrangle at all times. I mean, I hate to say that, but I definitely think Tony's on the autistic spectrum. He needed Todd Wrangle 24/7. He's a bull in the china shop in every possible way. And JJ has been an amazing addition to the show, I have to say. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. No, So I just brought Pastor Veal on. I'm actually going to take some, I'm bring some callers on. As far
sounds
as you guys,
good, man.
Yeah,
sounds good, man.
Before I bring callers on, and everybody starts talking, give each other a chance to speak. Don't play weirdo fuck music, if you will. Yeah, so we're just going to bring everybody on. I want to hear people's opinions about the show, what you liked, what you disliked. So all that good stuff. I've got Ash. I have Pastor Veal on the line. We've got a 502 coming on their face.
Yeah, man. I would encourage people to call in and get your voice heard, man. We care about, as a part of the show, I certainly care about the listeners. If it wasn't for them and the people that call in, there would be no show. I mean, Tony would just be farting in the wind all the time. So if you have an opinion, we'd love to hear it. So, yeah.
But don't you do that normally?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, I just want to let everybody – I want them to feel comfortable to call in. That's all. There's some people that get nervous, you know what I mean?
I get nervous. I shake in my boots.
I think we all do, and especially with it being live in the spur of the moment, you know.
Oh, yeah, I mean. So Pastor Veal's on the
give,
line. Ashley's on. Yeah, go ahead, brother. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to give huge props to the Southern lady who called in. She was very good. That was her first time calling into the show, and I'm incredibly proud of her because it was, in my opinion, incredibly funny the way she did that. So,
yeah, that was an awesome. That was one of my favorite calls. I'm going to say that was one of my favorite calls of all time. We've had Southern Bells call in before. We had one other one named Joyce, but this woman blew it out of the water. No pun intended.
But
yeah,
Tony almost blew it out of the water too because he was jerking off.
Tony probably thought he was speaking to Miley Cyrus. That's why he was jerking off.
Oh God!
But not adult Miley.
Thank God, man.
Like Hannah Montana.
I also want to give props to DC too, because. I knew somebody else who was going to call into the show and perhaps impersonate a old call from the show. I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was a call back maybe in 2018 where a caller called in. His name was Randy Anderson, and he had mentioned that that this girl was wearing a backpack and something like that and reading Tom Sawyer or something.
I think I know the call.
Yeah. So I want to give DC2 props for age checking. I sensed a decent amount of sincerity there, and I thought that was a good thing.
Appreciate it, man. I'm just, I try to look out for my friends. And Tony, it's a love-hate relationship, but I would never let him walk into, a Dr. Peter Paul Ventura situation, at least over the phone. So, yeah, man, I just try to do right by my friends. That's all.
But Jabo, thank you for the compliments to that Southern Belle. She probably really appreciated that. She sounded real pretty on the phone.
Yeah, we need more of her. What's her name?
I honestly forget. But I'll try to reach out. I have a lot of Christian missions across the country, as you probably know, out of here in my church in San Valencia, California. So I'll reach out. And for me personally, I just wanted to say this too. I think the show is the best it's been since probably 2019. I've been listening since 2018 and calling in since 2018, and I'm just impressed. It feels very much like the ye old days of Tony Talk with no frills attached. You guys just take callers, and JJ has a commanding presence as a producer. He does a great job with it. And this is my first time calling in on a JJ show, so I just want to send compliments up to him. He keeps it lively. He keeps it good. Really like his presence and his performance. And I love the canned bits too. Those are great. The intro music was great. You guys are kicking ass. I just have to say that. You guys are really, really kicking ass at the production value of Tony Talk and shining a bright light on a big man.
Very
good. I think we'll need a spotlight in that case.
Maybe two or three.
Yeah.
The fat signals.
So I heard Ashley's on the line. Ashley, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Sorry, go ahead.
Show's been lovely, and it was nice to hear fellow ladies call in. And
I agree. I think it's wonderful when women call in because Tony gets so uncomfortable, and he is just an absolute train wreck when it comes to talking, really to anybody, but he's so inept with women. It's so funny. I mean, that shit with the two women was just, there just needs to be more women callers because he is just, I don't know any other way to say it. He's just inept. It's hilarious.
True.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It reminds me of the first
like
time
what
I
you
called
see.
In. Yeah.
I kept saying, oh no, here it comes. That's what I thought he was going to, like, do you, I knew that shit was coming because that is his corny ass line. He's been saying it, but dude, he's been saying that shit for decades. It is so corny.
He's been saying that shit since, I mean, fucking before I was born. You know, I think he's about a couple of years away from retirement. Because when did he start the show? He was what, like 54, 55 years old or something?
I have no idea. He's
got
to be close
54.
He got to be 60 years old.
Yeah, he's got to at least be 60. Because I know him and Bruce, they're both like almost the same age. And when they talk, it's pretty funny because Bruce comes from that era, and he'll say stuff to Tony, and Tony will kind of agree. So, like, yeah. I mean, with the doo-wop shit, and, like, he obviously likes, like, 70s music. You got, like, Chicago and all that other stuff. So he's definitely – he's up there, you know? Like, he's up there.
Let me say something about Bruce real quick, and it's that I think it would be hilarious if – because I'm a younger guy. I think it would be hilarious if Bruce was my grandfather because we co-opted Kent's show for like 2 years together. And I think Bruce and I bounced off each other so well with that show and getting Kent riled up and getting him angry. And, you know, the anger that, you know, you wouldn't admit that you're angry. Like I called up him on Ken the other day. And I had mentioned to Kent that I let Muslims pray in my church on Saturdays because it was empty. And Kent just gets so, you know, tense about that and angry about that. And he hangs up the phone. And he's like, you know, good thing for you. Bruce is a little bit of a more tender touch with Kent than I think I do. And I think we played off each other for 2 years so well. And Bruce is definitely, if there was ever a Howard Stern listener / caller, it's fucking Bruce, man. He does so good with that stuff. He's great.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I can. Actually, so one of the reasons why I wanted to start this show, the wrap-up show, was because my boy DC2 has been doing he just started two shows, and unfortunately they're too damn short because, yeah, I mean, DC2 is entertaining as fuck, and I want more DC2 shows. I would love to hear more DC. I could listen to DC2 every night. So what I want to start doing is having DC2 host the wrap-up show. I mean, you want to do that, Donnie Baby?
Yeah, brother. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it. It's fun. I like the show. I got to say one thing before we move on, and somebody mentioned this in chat, and I think it's very ironic. If you noticed, I gave Tony an N-word pass for the entire show. I gave it to him. I was going to let him say whatever he wanted. And he didn't say it one time. So I don't know what to make of that. I don't know if he likes saying it when he knows he shouldn't and pissing me off, or if he just, I don't know. It was just odd to me. He said,
I think he likes pissing you off.
He called JJ a kike, but, I mean, I thought that was very
That was fucked up.
Ungodly.
Such racism. I can't believe this, that fuck.
He's very up to put up with that, JJ.
Yeah, he's very loose with that shit. I don't like it. I've told him that a million times. He just doesn't listen.
I don't know. It's like not all the screws are working because you can tell him over and over again it's not going to go through his thick skull.
It's true.
He likes to call women derogatory names, too.
There's nothing to pay.
And speaking of pay, what happened with that bounce check, you Jew?
Oh, what are you talking about? I'm just sending. You can fucking send PayPal checks with no money, and you can just keep on sending them and sending them, and they just keep bouncing. It's great. I dealt with someone before that did that, so I decided to try it on Tony.
Yeah, he was pretty pissed about it.
Yeah, no, they'll keep bouncing. All the ones I sent will just keep bouncing.
He was very irate.
I used a bank account from when I was 10 years old. I found an old check. That's all you need.
Shit, that's
Does
crazy.
Does Tony actually like women, by the way? Like, it seems when these women call in and say something he doesn't like, he immediately resorts to calling them cunts and broads and every slur for a woman under the sun.
And who was? He said who was tonight. It was great.
He did say who was.
Yeah, I'm of the belief, and I don't know, probably in the minority here, pardon the pun, but I'm of the belief that he definitely harbors some resentment towards women, and I'm not sure why that is, if it's because of rejection or if it's because he likes men. I honestly don't know, but there's just something about him that doesn't make sense to me. It's been a lot of years, and I don't know if he's gay or bisexual. I don't care, to be quite honest with you, but the anger with women is a little upsetting. It's certainly off-putting and very disrespectful when it doesn't need to be that way. So I don't
overreact
to everything.
Donnie, I would say his most rage-filled reactions on this show are unironically towards women. Like, you know, a dude could come on the show, and if it's Leroy, that's one thing. I think he gets real pissed off at Leroy. I re-listened to the show 2 weeks ago or whatever, and he was talking about, look here, I'm grabbing my balls. Look here, I'm grabbing my balls. And I thought that was the funniest exchange probably in 2 years, if I'm being honest. But, you know, he'll get pissed at Leroy. But when you get a woman on the phone and the woman calls him a fat ass, he will go fucking berserk. Like, you could hear him seething and raging and, like, nearly punching the computer monitor. Because I think he's built up this persona for himself over the years. Is this macho fuck man, you know? Like I could bet any woman. And that's the persona he's built for radio. And when that gets challenged, you know, what else does he fucking have? He's just some big dude out of Boston who works as a janitor or whatever. I might be thinking too deep about this, but it's fucking absurd how crazy he goes after women on this show. It's very harsh.
Hey, you know who didn't call him?
I mean, the only sides that he could probably hit is the sides of a chicken sandwich.
Oh. Hey, Tommy Monahan didn't call in.
Yeah, so in the beginning of the show, what did I miss? I missed the first, I think, 30 minutes. I heard he got scammed out of some money.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he got scammed. He did. You ever hear that when the people call up and say, "Ever turn your power off? You got to pay us an iTunes gift card."
Oh, those fucking idiots.
That was real. He actually did that? No, I thought somebody
He actually fell for the scam.
Oh no! Because
I had to call him to tell him, like, "Hey, make sure you're ready for the show." He was pissed off because he got fucking scammed.
Damn.
Any sensible person would know better than that. But then again, this is Tony we're talking about.
I mean, legitimately, you have to be fucking retarded to do that. Like, honestly, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Anyone that does that is a fucking moron.
Tony's retarded.
I am not retarded.
I think it's clear that in the time we've known this man, he has proven to be very stupid.
That's an understatement.
Really, really stupid.
And fat.
Fuck my ass.
Oh.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you guys did a really great show, bro. Really great show.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all. Mostly
DC2, bro. In DC2, man, that show you do every Saturday, keep on doing it, man. It's dope, dude.
I appreciate that, brother. Feel free to call anytime, man. I love when people call in so I can chop it
this
up
is,
with them. It's just having fun,
this
man.
This is Beanie, man.
Oh, Beanie, what's good, brother? Yeah, man.
What's
you
up, brother?
Call in. It's real laid back. I just like chopping it up, man, just talking to the people in the community. It's real fun, man, so it's real chill.
Yeah, man, you just got that that personality. You got that vibe, bro, so keep on doing it, man.
I appreciate that, man. I will definitely keep doing the show, and hopefully more people will call in and have a good time, because that's really what it's about, man. My show is not like Tony's. I'm not trying to scream and yell and, you know, use profanity and degrade people and all that, you know, weird, crazy
shit on air.
None of that's going to happen on my show. I'll give everybody, you know, a platform to speak and be respectful and just have a good time, man. That's what it's about. Yeah. That's what my plan is.
Hey, and JJ, bro, you're doing a great job, bro. It's like bringing me back to the days of 2018, man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, bro. It's dope, man.
Yeah, well, JJ, you were fucking around in 2018, weren't you? Like, we what the fuck happened with that? Yeah, no, I started the show. I've known JJ for years, and he's known about the show for a while. And then he used to call in and listen and didn't say much. And then eventually it was like, you know, the timing ended up really right, and JJ has had some experience running stuff before, whether it be like an event, orgies, anal bash.
Yeah, only late night orgies.
Yeah, yeah. all those anal bashes on R-Dash Lane with Ken and Tony F. JJ's run those. So the timing.
I mean, it wouldn't make sense, you know. It is God's loophole.
The timing's right. I like the addition of JJ. I would love to have more DC2 on the show. I hide because I like being behind the scenes, and I like being able to kind of like coordinate stuff. Even with like my characters calling in, and they've been doing that for a long time.
You don't have characters.
No, I don't. But characters as far as friends go. My entourage. I personally would like to give other callers an opportunity to call in. And we've got some great callers now. I love the Southern Belle. Kat is another woman that has called in. We have the OG Gina, you know,
yep.
We definitely need more female callers. So like that's what Tony does the show, because he does receive emails from many females. You know, we've got Veronica, the Veronica story. Veronica's story is so fucking funny. Yeah, it's great. It's great. And JJ, Alfonso answering the phone and yelling out.
Yes.
area codes is fucking hilarious. And Barry,
no, that's hilarious.
Yeah, we're going to give a shout out to Barry. Barry started. Barry with the whole fucking unmuted. That was the inspiration for Alfonso yelling.
Fucking unmuted. That's my Alfonso impression. I got told within my household that I can no longer impersonate Rico because saying became part of my vocabulary in college. I would go like all the fucking time. And it got annoying for Miss Veal, I think, because I did it a little bit too much.
Kind of overstayed its welcome.
Here's what I want to ask, because people in my life have been using this, whether it's in traffic, whether it's getting pissed off at somebody. Who here has been calling people dick sucks?
I do all the time. I do all the fucking time.
Same.
To be honest, I call them dick suck motherfucks.
I said it at work.
Same here, man.
You're a major dick suck.
I said it at work. I had a patient that was just completely fucking irate, and after they left, I just looked at the nurse who was in charge of taking care of them, and I was like, man, that guy was a fucking dick suck. And she just kind of looked at me. She's like, you know what? I like that. Yeah, he was a dick suck. So I hear it around. I hear it around the hospital now. So.
So if I ever get into like a car wreck out west and I'm in a hospital and some nurse calls me a dick suck, I'll know that you're delivering patients there.
This is a good hospital. 10 out of 10.
Oh, man. My wife's used it in arguments. We've gotten into the arguments and she's just like, you know, you're being a fucking dick suck. Like, all right. That's...
Oh. One of my favorite phrases from Tony Talk that I never heard before this show is ball tunnel as well. I think of
the whole lexicon.
I think of ball
could
tunnels
be,
often.
The whole lexicon could be filled with Rico alone.
You know, you have ball tunnel, dick suck. What are some other Tony Talkisms that
Take
only
touch.
People would understand?
This isn't Rico, but this is from Alfonso when he did that, when he did the what was it? I can't remember, but it's like the throat farts.
Throat farts, dick fart too. Oh no, dick burps. Was there a dick burp?
I can't remember. I remember throat farts. I think it's been a while.
Farts in a jar. Tony Talk blow up dolls and masturbation hunts. Masturbation hunts is a classic.
Titch.
That motherfucker keeps sending those shits to me, man. I don't get it.
now they're just
in my driveway. What am I supposed to do with that, man?
Well, now they're street legal. They're the size of fucking Priuses.
I know, but have you ever tried driving around in a cock?
I hear they're selling masturbation hunts at Electric Forest now in Coachella, and probably a market for that, honestly.
You want to hear something disgusting? Somebody
that
we all know, I'm not going to say a name, but somebody that we all know, and Jabo, if you look in the room, you'll know what I'm talking about. Somebody that we all know... is in Georgia right now, fucking Wanda. Pastor Wanda.
What?
I swear to God. Jay, did you see this?
What?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm reading it right now. What the fuck is Thou Shall Not Be Named doing in Georgia? He's fucking Wanda.
Is he fucking, I said, what the fuck is blank doing in Georgia? Is he fucking Wanda on the side? And that person responded, yeah, she ain't that bad. And I said, you a nasty motherfucker.
Yeah, all capitalized. Motherfucker.
What part of the room is this in so I can read it?
It's not in any of those rooms. I'll just say that.
Yeah. This is a small itty bitty circle jerk room. So
perfect for you.
Circle jerk.
Very, very homosexual.
Circle jerk.
It's very.
So are you gonna Javo? You gonna call in a little bit more now?
Fuck no. He wants me to call in. I'm not fucking calling in. So he can start screaming and all that other. I mean, he screams anyway.
Yeah. I was gonna say I have to deal with all the fucking scream. I have to fucking call him before the show to fucking get him ready.
How many times have you had to like mute your phone and just like put it down and shit? Like I know that JJ's busy, like very busy, like Johnny Longfeather busy. And JJ is kind enough to jump on the air and get everything going from this car, right? So like, I mean, if he's driving, and with the show being on Bluetooth, because I'm assuming that you keep the show on Bluetooth and it's going through your speakers, how the hell do you deal with the screaming? Like, does it echo through your car? Does it vibrate the window?
Honestly, I muted half the time. When I was driving today, there was a fucking snow squall, 50-mile-an-hour winds, and all of a sudden I'm trying to like concentrate and drive in, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta mute this.
Yeah.
I can't listen to this. I'm going to fucking crash. And that will actually probably be good for the show, but not for me.
And I don't think anybody's last sounds want to be Tony screaming.
Yeah, I actually don't like yelling on the show, but the only way that dude listens to anything is if you scream at him. Like, I have to, when he's like, fuck you, you fucking whore, you cunt, all that, like, I have to scream at him to get him to stop. It's crazy.
I actually think the gold standard for tone on phone calls or prank calls, just in general, is Joshua Higgins, and I'm not joking about that either.
Higgins was one of a kind.
Yeah, he was God tier, and I've tried to emulate him on like other shows, and I know I'm never gonna be like that at all because he had a very, very special talent. He never raised his voice. He just sort of talked faster and at a quicker clip and was able to drop like five or six things that would piss somebody off in one sentence. It was great.
And it got even more outrageous. I think that's the beauty of it, you know, because he kept calm and collected, but he just got more outrageous and out there. And I think that was the beauty of it.
Yeah, he was responsible. I mean, you know, you guys, I beat this story to death, but like, he was responsible for helping start Tony on the show, even though Tony bitched out the first show. He just getting people to listen, right? So like, I mean, he was responsible for like 90% of the people that listen now to get on here. And it was all, you know, word of mouth, and a lot of guys came from the Ghost show. I don't know the name of the show. I just say Ghost, but
it used to be called True Capitalist Radio.
Is that dude still on the air?
I think so. I haven't seen shit. I don't.
He
keep
still
up
does
with
stuff
him
on YouTube, but it's awful.
Is it just like not like does he? Because I'll be honest, I don't really like Ghost, but the thing he used to do this thing, and I thought it was hysterical. He would call these escorts and tell him what he wanted to do to him and shit. And it was that one thing was hilarious to me. And he like that was the one thing I really but like when it's just straight like him spewing his shit, it's just unlistenable. And if it's on YouTube, that's probably what it is.
It's grating, the whole political bullshit.
Yeah. His community, they go out of their way and start shit and dox people.
Yeah, he is I will give him this too. There's two things about him. Now, one thing I just said I thought was funny.
And you can say what you want about that dude, but he is a hustler. That motherfucker has made bank off people. It's, I mean, you can call him a grifter, whatever you want to call him, but that dude is making bank off of people. And he's not
a shekel goblin.
Yeah, man. And he does have I'll say this, he's got a talented radio voice. He's got some funny moments, but I don't know how or why people donate so much money to that guy, but man, I can't knock the hustle. You know what I mean? Like he does his thing. I don't know if he's still doing it. I haven't listened to a Ghost show in probably 2 years, but.
Well, it's the community gets involved, man. That's the that's the success with shows, right? And if Tony were charging people money to call into the show at one point in time, like he would have made some money too, but it's about the community involvement, you know, like, so
yeah, that's not organic either. Like it's like, because it feels disingenuous when you start, you know, asking for money, like on that show, basically, like you pay a certain amount of money, he'll play a clip for you, and then give you the most fake bullshit rage you've ever heard in your life. And people, I mean, there's retards that eat it. There's a lot. I mean, no disrespect to people that are fans of him, but I just feel like there's a lot of autistic people that listen to that show and get conned into buying, you know, his shtick, which is basically over dramatic yelling and raging that isn't really sincere. Whereas Tony, when that motherfucker starts yelling, it's real. It is 100% real. And that's – I respect that about him. He's not fake. He's not a fraud. You know, I think that's the difference with him and Ghost. I think Ghost is actually a really intelligent guy, and I think the whole thing is shtick, honestly, to make money. But, you know, if people give him money, then I can't knock the hustle. But – the show, for me, once it started getting more political and into all the other stuff and not being entertaining, because for me, Ghost was supposed to be entertaining, and it just wasn't entertaining anymore, so I stopped watching it, so.
Well, TJ just said that the same reason people give money to streamers, they're selling their attention, and they get their kick from being acknowledged, and that's something that JJ came up with. Where like he said, you know, hey, let's get everybody involved. Like people, not everybody can call in. Right.
Right.
And it's like, okay, so start sending MP3s. We'll start doing voicemails. We'll start doing, pre-recorded stuff to send in like questions for Tony. So this way here, if people can call, but they can listen, or they can even listen after the show is published on Blog Talk Radio, you can hear yourself. You're still involved in the community. Like at one point it was like, okay, if you don't call in live, you're not involved. If you're not in Discord, you're not involved. Well, let's open everything up. Let's get the Discord invite going. Let's get people doing, you know, voicemails, MP3s, questions in the group. That's what I think helped the show get better, like around 2018-ish.
Yeah.
Was the involvement? Yeah.
Yeah, I completely. I love the way that he's in court, like that JJ incorporated that, because, again, for me, what makes things really great as far as like radio is when it's organic. And again, I'm not trying to crush this guy, but I mean, Ghost had like these chat things where you'd have to pay $300 or some insane amount of money to talk to this dude in a private chat room. And that's just not organic to me. Like, that's retard. Like, and Tony, on the other hand, he'll come into Discord and just chop. He'll yell, but you're getting authentic Tony. You're not getting. You don't have to pay $300. You're getting the authentic, real deal guy. And I there's a lot of things I don't like about him. A lot of things. But one thing that you'll never hear me say is that he's fake or that he's out for money, because he's really not.
Well, I mean, now he is. He's trying to get his likeness rights.
Well, I mean, to be fair to him, though, I can't really blame him for that. It is.
No.
I mean, it's him. It's his show. You know, without him, we're not here. So, I can't really get mad at him for that. He's not on the same level as Ghost. Like, Tony isn't constantly begging for money. Like, he wants some money, but I don't begrudge him that. I would probably want a little money for my time and energy as well. So I can't get mad at him for that.
I gave Tony, I think, a total of in Venmo of $7, and he was happy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The things that bother me about him are, like, the way he treats his animals, the way he treats women, the way, like, he just flies off the handle and can't listen to reason. Those are things that really bother me about him, but you'll never catch me saying he's fake or he's out for money or whatever, because this man's been doing the show. Granted, he's taken about 85 hiatus, but kind of like Ghost, honestly, but he always comes back, and he's never like e-begging. You don't ever hear him, you know, give me money, give me money, give me money. He probably just wants enough money to get some food, honestly, and that's not a lot really to add.
Depends how much he's eating that day.
Yeah, true. But he's not asking for $300 to be in a special chat.
Yeah, no, he's not charging anybody anything, and like, people do donate, right? So, like, I mean, Veronica is a fucking, like, Veronica donates, and I've taken that, and I use it to pay for this, and I've sent Tony, like, stupid shit, $5 out of, like, the $500 for the show.
It's kind of fucked up. You can get more.
Are you sure you're not Jewish, J-Bo?
I should be by association at this point.
You should at least give him a fifth, man. Give him like 100. You keep 400 or something, man.
Yeah, I come up with these fucking elaborate numbers. I'm like, BBF donated $1,000, so I figured I'd toss you about 25. You're like, where the fuck is this money going to? Motherfucker, you. And
yeah, he gets pissed. There's no question he gets mad about that shit.
Yeah. Hey. I was going to say, I'm going to hang up because I want to try something. And I'm going to call back in. You pick me up when I call back in?
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. I'll see you in about a minute.
Hey, J-Bo, I was going to ask you a question. I know you said you don't really want to call, but I think it would be fucking hilarious if you called in and just started talking to JJ and me and completely ignored Tony. And when he talked, you just didn't even acknowledge him. I think he would go fucking ape shit.
That would be – I might do
like,
that.
Like,
yeah.
Because he would go – he hates to be ignored, and he would go ape shit. I think it would be – if you did that, like, once a month, it would be hilarious. It would become, like, a thing. Like, he would just be, like, an annual thing, and he'd be so mad.
Oh, that'd be
you don't hear me, motherfucker? I'm right here. Yeah. You can hear me. Hello?
So the greatest thing is we'll have Tony ask a question. One of us will ask it. He'll answer us and just ignore him.
Exactly.
Same exact
You're
question.
You're
going to
die. And you're going to die at the hands of my hands.
Oh, that's a classic right there.
Don't cut me off again.
Ken.
Yeah, he was screeching on that one. Shit. So I'm trying to put the Dr. N just asked me if I could put the PayPal link in. And I go to type in fucking Blog Talk. I type in my in the chat room, and I can't do it. I'm gonna pop it in the Discord room. I'm just gonna leave my email address.
I could copy it and post it in there if you want it. I think, can I? Are you talking about putting it in the Blog Talk chat?
Yeah, but I can't even send like private messages, right? So like it's just not working. Fucking BTR. I'm gonna pop it in the Blog Talk room. So I mean, yeah, and when I get money, it goes into the show. It goes into artwork that Tommy Monahan's been putting out. I don't know. I didn't share the.
Did you throw the lube up yet?
No, I didn't throw it up there yet. No, I wanted it to be a surprise. I want to get the stickers done and all that stuff. Yeah, because I'm. It's Goo Goo for Gaga. Yeah, Goo Goo for Gaga. Wuv Woob. Put my email up here. Yeah, so like all of it goes into the show. I mean, once in a while.
That motherfucker definitely has a speech impediment, though. Tony can't fucking say shit.
No, he can't. It's.
Did Ashley ever call back, or was that her with the drops with the recordings? Oh.
Why are your tits? What is that? Tits core?
Tits core. Do you remember when he, I mean, we all remember when he used to say tits core, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fucking hilarious. And Ken flipped out. Ken was like, it's Discord, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, that was the classic Tony Talk moment, and that was also one of the first times I knew Tony was retarded, when he just could not figure out Discord and kept saying tits core for like 3 months.
What the fuck would be a tits?
He's a pastor. He's screaming about tits.
He hates tits.
Yeah, Ken lost his shit on the show, man. I was shocked, because usually he tries to maintain that bullshit I'm a pastor image, but man, he just snapped on Tony that time, which was funny as hell.
Dr. N loved the Ken versus Fake Ken episode.
Those are always legendary when those two get together.
Yeah, Fenneth Kishman, he hates Fenneth.
he hates Fenneth. Kent, I think Ken and Kent don't like Veal.
No, everybody hates Veal. On that side, yeah, they hate him. And Ken has said that Veal is ungodly. He fucking hates Veal. He hates BBF. Who else does he hate? He hates fake Kent, fake and Fenneth. And does he believe that Fenneth is a real person? Because, like, Fenneth is supposed to be a 2.5-foot clone with like an adult size head.
I don't know. Kenny's weird, man. He probably does believe it. I don't know.
Yeah, Fenneth is like the 14th clone, because they keep melting or something. And he fucking hates it. Because if you ask him, like,
is that why he keeps coming back? Is because of the clones?
Yeah, he's a clone.
Is that why he's dying all the time?
Yeah, he just...
J-Boy, you got to let me tell this story. So back in like, God, it was 2017 or 2018. Or maybe it was 2019. I can't remember, but we did the whole, like, Ken came in Discord and me and Higgins were like, let's act like this isn't the real guy. Let's just fucking just play it to the hilt, right? So we got everybody to be like, oh, this is a fucking clone. This is not the real Ken. This is a fake fucking Ken. And then we were like, Kenny, the only way we can tell if this is the real you, which it's not, is if you show us your pupils, because we'll be able to tell there's a special thing in your pupils where you can tell if it's a clone or not, right? So Ken takes this close-up fucking photo of his eyes, sends it in chat, and me and Higgins are like, holy shit, he's a fucking clone. And Ken goes in voicemail and just starts losing his fucking mind. I'm the real fucking Kenneth. I'm the real, just screaming at Higgins. It was hilarious. He sent a photo of him with no shirt on, saying, look at my tattoos and shit. And we're like, that's the clone. It's the tattoos. The clone has the tattoos. And for like a week, we played this like
this whole gimmick on him saying, you know, if you're a clone, everyone was in on it. Everyone was saying you're a clone. And he would go in Discord every – this is when he went in every day and screamed, I mean, for an hour. And Higgins would work him like a puppet. He'd be like, just calm down, man. Just calm down. And then, like, 2 seconds later, I know this isn't the real Ken. I mean, I'm just saying it's bullshit. And it was just – for a week straight, it was so funny, dude. It was. I mean, watching Higgins work him, it was masterclass shit. And Ken, I don't know how he's alive because his blood pressure has to be like 250 over 100. Because the way that dude screamed and yelled every day for like prolonged periods of time, I mean, like he really thought we thought he was a clone. It was, I know it's not as funny hearing it, but if you've ever heard any of the, like, Ken Rage shit with Kent, like the Ken vs. Kent Pastor Chronicles and stuff, that type of rage every day, it was great. Now he's neutered and he can't even come in voice chat anymore. So Farrar puts him in the crate.
I want to hear JJ speak to Ken, especially since Ken says he's Jewish and he fucking has a swastika tattoo on
no
his chest.
No fucking way.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for that one.
100%
true.
Hello. Yeah, this was real. And we didn't notice it for years. We were making fake pictures. I mean, allegedly imposed pictures of him. And there's one with him puckering up his lips and he's shirtless that he sent to Higgins. And
my God, no.
Yeah, he did. Because Higgins and him were engaged through Facebook. And
it's true. Higgins was engaged to both of them.
I remember that.
But we were looking at it, and DC's like, is that a fucking swastika? I'm like, what? No. Yo, it is. And then we asked him about it. I was like, hey, Ken, that looks like a swastika. And you said you're Jewish. And Ken's just like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he acted like it was no big deal. Like it was normal. Ken is so crazy, dude. He was like that shit was normal.
Okay, I got that in prison.
Can you hear me?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I can hear you.
No.
Yes.
Not boss
it's hard. Me. I'm here to give each one of you HIV and Fishman syndrome.
Oh, shit.
That's
the real motherfucker. The only thing you're going to get is my foot up your ass.
Oh, is that Gilbert Gottfried? Is that another Disney character?
I understand for
what is it with him? What is it with him and the hatred of cartoons calling in?
Because he had Foghorn Leghorn and then that dumb parrot, Mulatin. Who's next? Woody Woodpecker?
I mean, that's the real... Farrar is really the swollen HIV cock.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with that name is a genius.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude did get busted for prostitution like 3 or 4 times in the 80s. That's not a bullshit story. That's true.
And all those motherfuckers are dead because they gave him HIV.
Probably. I wouldn't bet against it.
Hey, is that dumb Jew JJ there? I want to have a word with him.
JJ is still here.
Hey, listen up, you dumb faggot. When I come in, you better take my call and you better dress me as Queen Farrar. Get that?
Yeah, that's pretty much a spot on. That's spot on about Farrar, like how he sounds, how he acts.
And this is the real Farrar, you bald motherfucker. Am I gonna have to come over to California? You steroid abusing faggot.
Oh Jesus!
Oh, you're a steroid abuser.
No.
Oh, is that Veal Tap?
No. Veil dropped. Veil disappears, man. He's like fucking Batman. He'll just come in, he'll like get some good shit in, and then he'll throw smoke bombs and fucking grapple his ass out of there.
He needed to go back to Gotham City.
No.
Hey, Gabe Boss Hog, I don't think Jabo wants you anywhere near him, because I know, like, what you do is you just chase motherfuckers around and try to suck their dicks, like Count Cocula. So definitely, you know, stay the fuck away from me and anybody else. You should be in a cage, not Kenny.
Well, guess what? I'm going to go fight for...
Oh.
Oh, sorry. I had to take care. I had to get rid of him. He's gone.
Amen.
He or she. Hey, when's April?
Yeah.
When's April 1st? Wait a minute.
Monday.
That's a Monday. I got to check my work schedule. If I'm not working, I might just do a Monday show. And we need a couple for Tony. Yeah.
Great. I can drive home and call in.
Yeah, I might do that. I might have to do that because I have – JJ and I have been working on a really fucking horrible April Fool's joke on Tony.
Oh.
It's really fucking awful. It's really awful that, like, we've contemplated not doing it, but it'd be so it would have to be at, like, the end of the show because he will leave. Like,
five
minutes.
Yeah, he'll be gone in about 30 seconds after it.
Yep. So it got to be at the end. All right, I got to leave.
All right, well,
okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey,
and thanks for everything you do, JJ.
Yeah. You stay gay, JJ. Take care.
I'm going to
JJ's
the
true talent.
Later.
JJ, baby. JJ sides.
Yeah, I think JJ is JJ is a good addition to have for the show. But, I only have 4 minutes left. So, Donnie, everybody, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Donnie, we need to make this more of a thing. And let's talk about you getting a show on here, man. I mean, even if it's on like my channel, let's do it. Because this channel is not even a Danger Smooth thing or a real Tony Talk channel anymore. Now it's just fucking, yeah. Let's figure that out, brother.
All right, man. Sounds good.
Cut me off again.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Fuck my ass.
Oh. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jesco, baby. All right, y'all have a good one.
Are we wishing in this for? After? Or no?
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Yes. Lord have mercy. Yes. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.